build changes. This is sort of folding in with the 64-bit stuff. When you start using our 64-bit repos, there are slightly different tools that you need to do. You need a different version of AutoBuild. There's a second repository that you'll need for setting compiler switches. We now have tech in our build process for using the same compiler switches when we build all the separate package library packages that we eventually use for building the viewer itself. And it sort of smooths all that out. But it means that you have to have a copy of that repository nearby and point to it and all that. So hopefully we will try to get that all properly documented on the wiki when by the time 64-bit becomes viewer release. It is almost backwards compatible. There are a couple of changes that you have to make to be compatible. Some of which it makes automatically for you. You'll see the changes that we made in the auto build configurations, and that will work. It'll work with the 32-bit builds based on the 64-bit repository on the same version of the repo. There are a bunch of changes to CMake files and auto build configurations and so forth that go with the new auto build, and you have to be using that regardless of whether you're building for 64-bit or 32-bit. One of the things that the new auto build has is a switch for which address size am I building for, right? Am I building for 32-bit addresses or 64-bit addresses? And that tweaks which configurations you use as you're going through the process. So you need a version of auto build that has that switch, or nothing will work right. So yes, it's the same version of auto build to build either for 32-bit or 64-bit, but it doesn't mean that you can build, for example, the version of the code that's in viewer release today with the new version of auto build. You can't. It's subtly incompatible. But you only need to keep one version of auto build around, and just need to pass the right switch to it. And we'll try to put together a wiki page that describes what you need to do. And certainly we'll update the documentation on auto build and all that to match what's out there when that gets to viewer release. And if you have questions in the meantime, we're keeping an eye on open source dev list.